This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Asia Pacific Currents.
News and labour issues from the Asia Pacific region.
We strongly condemn the police that arrest the protesters.
Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock.
On Community Radio 3CR.
Workers of the world should unite to fight this greedy capitalist.
Brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links.
Good morning out there, and that's right. It's a beautiful day out there, a bit cloudy, but there you go. We're in summer. My name is Pierre Morrow, and I'm flying solo this morning, and I'll bring you Asia Pacific Currents until 9:30. Of course, the program of Australia Asia Worker Links. And just to let you know, we're nearly at the end of the year, and next week's going to be our last show before our summer break. But just be ready, so this is our second last program. And of course, last week we skipped it because it was special broadcasting for International Disability Day. So I hope you enjoyed the programs at the same time. But first of all, thank you to Solidarity Breakfast for another interesting program. And that song you were listening to, and I just have to turn it down and not finish it, was Story of the Eureka Stockade by David Rovick. So thank you for that. But in this half hour, we're going to be, obviously, as usual, have a roundup of the labour news from our region. And at about 9:15, we're going to be talking to Matt Kunkel, who is the project organiser at Victorian Trades Hall, about the Global Street Party, which you just heard an announcement for. So that's obviously happening later on today here in Melbourne at starting midday at the State Library and going on to Trades Hall for a whole festival. But Matt will give us a bit of a rundown to the festival, the idea, who's involved, and what's going to be happening. So stay tuned for the second half of the of the program. Got a couple of announcements as well at the end, actually about three announcements. So fairly packed show, full of information and news. But, and unfortunately, not all good, but we do have some good news. So how about if we actually start with a bit of good news? And, of course, just to make sure that I did say this is brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links, you can always go on our website, www.aawl.org.au. We've also got a Facebook and Twitter, so just search for us. And you can find all these stories and much more on our media outlets. And also you can contact us. So we'll go to the good news story that we've brought over the last 6 months. We've brought you a number of updates about the Carlton United Brewery's struggle of the 55 maintenance workers who were terminated and told they could reapply for the job through a labour hire for about 50% less wage. Anyway, that dispute went for 6 months. It spanned the globe because CUB was part of global companies. I think originally was part of Sam Miller, which was the second biggest brewer in the world. They were then taken over by AB InBev, who is the biggest brewer in the world. So there were a lot of solidarity actions around the world. But this week, the workers won the dispute and they were rehired by the CUB brewery. We don't know all the details, but they've got the jobs back. So that's fantastic at their pay and conditions of 6 months ago. So well done to not just these 55 workers, to the ETU, the AMW, and all the rest of labour activists and unions who supported them. This was obviously the company tried to destroy the union by sacking these workers. While this is a great win and it's fantastic, the issue with such big global companies like AB InBev is that they've actually got internationally integrated operations and are always looking to implement what they call world best practices and that undermine workers' wages and conditions across the global empire, in other words, to increase their profits. So while this was a very important victory, because it wasn't just to undermine these workers, but it was really to break these two unions. And so it's a great win just before Christmas. And so this Monday, if you like to get up early, there is actually going to be a welcome back guard of honour for all these CUB workers. So it's Monday, 12th of December at 6:20 a.m. at the CUB Brewery in Abbotsford. So if you're around there, or if you can get there at that time, go there and show the workers how proud you are that you've done it. And it was worth going to all those pickets and demos for all this time. So well done, comrades. You fought hard and you won, and you've actually won for all of us. So that's really important. And still staying in Australia, unfortunately, this is like the bit of bad news, is that Anti-Union Commission has been brought back. At the end of November, the Australian Senate passed a new amended version of the Australian Building and Construction Commission, the ABCC. The ABCC is quite clearly an anti-union law that is directly aimed at one of the most powerful unions that we have, the CFMEU and its officials. The ABCC, it's a huge piece of legislation, but really, basically, what it intends to do, it attempts to restrict the power of unions and of individual workers, while at the same time giving employers more space to use precarious work contracts, which of course will be at lower conditions and wages, funnily enough. Now, as people will remember, the first version of the ABCC was abolished in 2012 after a long fight by workers and supporters. I think that went for 7 years. So we have to gear up for another long fight. And unfortunately, this is not just an attack on our wages and our ability to organise. What this means is that the construction industry can actually be a very unsafe place. And so the introduction of ABCC, as it was shown last time, it will actually mean that the safety of workers in Australian building sites will now be compromised. So the ABCC will directly lead to the death and injury of workers on construction sites in Melbourne. That is really what this is going to achieve, and it is a great crime.
Hi, this is Mitchell from Cut Copy, and you're listening to 3CR. Please support community radio. Subscribe now.
Just staying in Australia for another story. Well, and this is like sort of a yes, it's a win, but it comes back from a terrible event. This week, the Australian Federal Court awarded well over $200,000 in damages and compensation to the Aboriginal community of Palm Island for racial discrimination. The judgment was against both the government of Queensland and its police force in relation to the police actions in 2004 on Palm Island. People will remember that almost over 10 years ago, Cameron Doomadgee died in police custody. And then there was a subsequent protest against this death and against the fact that nothing happened to the police officers. And the police then sent in the riot squad to basically intimidate and beat up the community in Palm Island. It was this action, the handling of the death of Cameron Doomadgee and the subsequent protest that the Federal Court of Australia has actually said that the police were racially discriminatory in their actions, which we often know that happens, but it's always good for actually to be proven in court. The action was initiated by a local man, Lex Wootton, who listeners would also remember was jailed for his part in the protest for a couple of years, and then was put on a very restrictive media ban as well for many years. So this is a fantastic late win, but it's still a win for the community at Palm Island.
Hello, I'm Ben from Regurgitator. Stay tuned to 3CR, support community radio and your local music scene, and subscribe now.
That's right, you're listening to 3CR Radio, and we certainly need your support to keep going. We now go to overseas, where we go to Thailand, where basically there's a new king in Thailand, but there is the same repression. Following the death of King Bhumibol, his son Maha Vijiralongkorn was proclaimed the new king of Thailand. Amid an atmosphere of social repression and military dictatorship, the new era has started the same way, with many arrests. Jatupat Bunpataraksa was arrested and accused of lese majeste the day after the coronation for a Facebook post on the new king. Now, the Facebook post was basically a BBC news story about the coronation. So he has now been accused of lese majeste for that. The BBC office in Bangkok has also been targeted for its coverage and whether or not they have are guilty of lese majeste. Now, in two separate other cases, Thanaporn, another activist, Thanaporn was given a two-year suspended sentence under the Computers Crime Act for a Facebook post on the political violence in 2010, when the military shot unarmed protesters. While Chanakannan Ramsap has been threatened with lese majeste this week for a different Facebook posting against military repression. Now, it is obvious that the Thai military junta is using the transition period to a new king to further consolidate its hold on power. Now, given that it is a military dictatorship with wide-ranging power, they're really cracking down on dissent. We go next door to Burma, where a new report has looked at the new industry that it's really gearing up in Burma, and it's come out, and the new report has detailed how Burma and political integration into the global capitalist system is leading to a huge growth in the garment sector. There are now at least 350 garment factories in Burma, and as with other major garment centres in the world like Cambodia and Bangladesh, conditions are extremely harsh for workers. The garment sector is renowned for its global race to the bottom in its search for the lowest possible cost and highest profits. The report documents how workers regularly work 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, often in cramped, noisy and dusty conditions. Labour organising is routinely repressed via dismissals. So another place to watch in Burma. Our last news stories for this roundup for today, we go to West Asia, to Tehran, where again the repression there is brutal. Last Sunday, hundreds of bus drivers who had managed to evade police controls of the area rallied in front of the Tehran City Hall to protest against substandard housing facility that was to do with their collective agreement. Both the police and security forces attacked this protest, severely injuring a number of workers and arresting a number of others. Heroically, the workers continued their protest and managed to secure the release of the arrested workers who had been detained by the police. We don't know whether they're still going to be charged, but at least they got released on the day. This protest follows the government's updated labour law that further criminalises labour activity and extends precarious work contracts among Iranian workforce. As detailed many other times, the Iranian government is very, very anti-worker, and there are many labour activists currently in jail in terrible conditions in Iran. So that's really a space to watch, and it's certainly an area where international labour solidarity is really, really needed, and will certainly keep people updated with what's happening there. It's just on, I'm just looking at the time here, we've got slightly different clocks here. It's 16 past 9 o'clock here on 3CR Radio. You're listening to Asia Pacific Currents, brought to you every week by Australia Asia Worker Links. We'll go to a couple of committee announcements, and then we'll be back with Matt Kunkel from Victorian Trades Hall, who will be talking about the Global Street Party that is happening later on today in Melbourne.
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of
we're coming live to you from the Aboriginal 10 Embassy in Canberra as part of the Sorry Day Convergence. And here comes Gilla. How you going, Gilla?
How's it going, Gab? How's it going, all you listeners down Melbourne? And you're missing a great time up here and a great day. Now you fail to imagine
what if it happened to you. Subscribe to your award-winning independent community radio station, bringing you coverage of community issues and events. We need your support. Call 9419 8377 and subscribe today. We can't face the future now
until we face the sorrow. I feel hopeful, I feel grateful, I feel sorry.
As an Aboriginal person, let me shake your hand. Thanks very much for being here today.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
It's just on 17 past 9 o'clock here on community radio. And as just announced before the committee announcements, I've got it's my pleasure to introduce Matt Kunkel, who is the project organiser at Victorian Trades Hall. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Pierre. How are you going?
I'm going very, very well. And I can't actually hear you very well. Can you speak up?
This is me speaking on the radio.
All right. Yep. No worries. You're coming well. Thank you very much. Now, we've got the Global Street Party happening from 12 o'clock onwards today. Can you give our listeners a bit of background to how this started and what the aim of both the rally and the fiesta is?
Sure. So, as you said, we're having a protest or a rally and a festival, so a protestival, perhaps. The reason or the way it came about was a number of unions are increasingly concerned about the rising racism in Australia, and unions need to work across race, they need to work across religion, they need to organise on the basis of class. So we all are workers and we all have the same fight against the bosses, and we need to work that way. And this was, I hope, the first step of many in bringing unions into that fight and publicly demonstrating and making a public statement that says racism's not okay, it's not okay here, it's not okay anywhere. And that, you know, people of all colour and creeds are welcome inside the trade union movement in Australia.
And you've almost answered one of my questions later on about whether this was going to be a one-off event or something, especially I'm sure that the fact that it's on Saturday, 10th of December, International Human Rights Day, is not a coincidence either.
No, I mean, it has been lined up with that special day, and as you're right, so it's not a coincidence, and it's the, you know, unions have historically fought for human rights, and indeed organising inside unions is a human right as well. But people have the right to safety regardless of where they're from, and we want to express that solidarity with people from all over the world today.
That's right. I mean, the strength of the unions is all about organising, and we don't organise certainly by asking people where they're from, what their religion or what language they speak. I mean, our strength is solidarity and unity.
That's right. And, you know, in the factories or the shops or the offices or, you know, workplaces all around the country, it doesn't matter where you're from. We're all workers, and people work side by side regardless of where they're from. And, you know, it's one of those things that the bosses try and use issues of racism or Islamophobia to try and divide workers to make it easier for bosses to exploit them. So fighting against racism is absolutely union business, and it's hopefully, as I said earlier, today's an important step towards a longer campaign in that.
That's right. Process. That's right. I've actually got a union T-shirt that says racism is union business or something.
Well, you'll have to wear that at the protest at midday today, Pierre.
I'm already wearing it, Matt. If people could just see me in this studio.
Well, I'll have to come down to the rally at the State Library at midday today to see you, Pierre. But they'll know which one you are. They'll be able to pick you out of the crowd.
That's right. That's right. Or at the festival afterwards at Trades Hall, which, tell us what's happening. There's family fun, cultural exhibition, a racial justice forum, rides, music and food. It sounds very exciting.
Yes, it's going to be a great day. So people should bring their families down. We've got some bands lined up to play. We've got some food. There's some halal options there as well for people that need that. Some rides, some badge making, some all sorts of stuff for the kids to do. But also, quite importantly, there's a program of racial justice forums going on at inside the hall itself as well. So there's going to be a lot of great family fun out the front, but there's also going to be some fantastic forums and workshops and poetry and art exhibitions inside the hall as well. So there's going to be something for everybody today. Come along to the rally at 12 o'clock, State Library, and we'll be marching back up to Trades Hall, and we'll kick things off up at Trades Hall. On the whole street's going to be blocked off. It's the Global Street Party, so we've blocked Lygon Street off. Just outside Trades Hall. There'll be heaps of fun there. There'll be fun inside and outside the building.
To try and bring your dancing shoes in the day, I think is going to be, very mild, so not much chance of too much sun either.
Perfect day for a rally and perfect day for a festival, Pierre.
That's right. And sort of as a last question, really, some of those forums I've seen on the website and, they look very, very interesting, and it's really great that this is happening, because very often in our very busy lives or at work and all that, we actually don't get a chance to reflect at all the different variations and issues around racism, xenophobia and beliefs and all that. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, that's right. So we've been working with a guy called Aslan Petra, and his comrades have put together a really fantastic program inside. So, as I said, everybody should get down to Trades Hall today and check it out. There'll be something for everybody.
All right, fantastic. I'll certainly be there. You'll be there. And we'll be there with hundreds, maybe thousands of others.
Let's hope.
All right, no worries. Thanks a lot, Matt. And all the best. And see you soon.
See you soon, Pierre.
Right,
see everyone.
Right. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Hey, this is Nick from Pinyao. You're listening to 3CR. Please support community radio and your local music scene. Subscribe now. Give money back to the people that give music to you.
Workers of the world unite. In this climate of divide and conquer, it's time for us to take to the streets and defend multiculturalism and diversity.
Victoria Trades Hall and a coalition of trade unions are organising a global street party, and you're invited.
Saturday, the 10th of December.
Rallying at the State Library at 12 p.m, then marching to Trades Hall for a street party on Lygon Street.
There'll be bands, rides for the kids, music and tons of food. There'll also be some political forums about race, racism and how to fight back.
This event is brought to you by Trades Hall, NTEU, the ETU, the AMIEU, the AMWU, the CWU, the ASU, Geelong Trades Hall, Ballarat Trades Hall and Australia Asia Worker Links.
Workers of the world are united and will never be defeated.
For more information, contact Matt Kunkel on 0405 748 242.
Global Street Party,
Saturday, the 10th of December.
State Library at 12 p.m. A 3CR supporter.
And before those announcements, I was talking to Matt Kunkel about the global street party and fiesta, and given that that announcement just gave all the details again, I won't go through them again, but start State Library 12 p.m. and then Trades Hall. So see you all there. We've just got about 4 minutes to go before the end of the program. Just another little news item, and then a couple of important announcements. The there is an ongoing campaign about Uzbekistan. Now, we don't actually often hear about Uzbekistan, which is one of the ex-Soviet republics in Central Asia. But there are in Uzbekistan, it's a huge cotton producer, and unfortunately, the whole government is geared towards producing cotton, and basically forces a lot of its citizens to actually work in the cotton fields in slave-like conditions. And labor activists have basically said that the government of Uzbekistan operates the world's largest forced labor system in the world. Now, there is a ongoing campaign to actually try and stop that. And one of the items at the present moment is the European Union wants to approve a textile treaty with Uzbekistan and actually expand trade of cotton that is made from forced labor. So we'll put this up on our forum, but you can go to International Labor Rights Forum, just Google it and Google Uzbekistan cotton, and you'll actually see the campaign. It's quite a shocking situation that many workers in Uzbekistan find themselves in. But just two very quick announcements. If by any chance you can't come to the Global Street Fiesta today in the city and at Trades Hall, and you're in the West, you can go to Rock for Refugees. It's a human rights fundraiser for refugees today at 1 p.m. at the Reverence Hotel in Footscray. So it goes from 1 p.m. till 6 p.m., a whole lineup of music. It's at the Reverence Hotel in Footscray. It's Rock for Refugees Human Rights Day fundraising event. Then on Monday the 12th of December, there's a National Day of teachers showing support for refugees. They're all going to wear at school a T-shirt saying refugees are welcome and they should be processed in Australia, close the camps. There is a vigil in support of the teachers Monday, 6 p.m. at the Melbourne State Library. So if you're not a teacher but you want to support what they're doing, go to the State Library at 6 p.m. this Monday and support the teachers and refugee rights. And of course, much earlier in the day, 12 hours earlier, you can go at the CUB Brewery at 6:20 a.m. to welcome back the CUB 55 that have managed to win their fight after 6 months against CUB. So well done to those 55 workers, to the electrical trade union, to the AMWU, and to all the labour activists in Victoria that fought very hard. So that's all I've got for you today. We'll be back for our last program, for the year next Saturday, the 17th of December. My name is Pierre Morrow. You've been listening to Asia Pacific Currents, brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Link every week at 9 o'clock. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned to 3CR Radio and to the Palestine Remember program that will be coming up straight after these announcements.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.